Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Williams, who tags Vosmick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Higgins moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. There goes Fox trying to get to second. Vosmek throws the ball into Hale, who tags Fox for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Galatzer moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Galatzer scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kham reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. Hale scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kham scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boss moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boss scores. Spencer scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearson moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearson moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball four. Sissel moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pearson, and towards Kham, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kham reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. Hale scores. Com moves to third. One out. It's 12-3, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing center field. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-4, Indians. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.